This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Amazon is giving Alexa an AI upgrade. The company showed off its Alexa Plus at an event in New York today, saying it's a complete redesign from previous versions. Thanks for being with us, Matt. So tell us about the new features.
So the new features, Alexa can converse with you. You know, a lot of folks will think of Alexa as something that you just ask a question, sort of single point interactions. What's the weather? You know, right? What am I doing tonight? Just sort of single interactions. This demo they showed off today blows through that, right? It's you can hold multi-turn conversations. Alexa can keep kind of context of what you've told the software already, and then it can take action for you depending on what you're trying to get it to do.
What kind of action?
So they showed off Alexa, you know, looking for tickets for a baseball game, Alexa buying tickets for a baseball game, booking an Uber, texting a babysitter. So all this stuff that, you know, we do on different phone apps, right? But the whole pitch that the Alexa folks are raising here today is that, hey, listen, Alexa can act on your behalf, which has really been all the rage with these AI agents here in the last year or so.
Absolutely. So how does Alexa fare against other digital assistants? How does it compare to ChatGPT?
So we don't know exactly how well this is going to hold up. What we do know, just because it hasn't been released yet, what we do know is that they have a gargantuan user base to roll this out to. They told us Amazon did 600 million plus Alexa-enabled devices out there in the wild today. So, you know, ChatGPT's got, you know, hundreds of millions of users. Alexa thinks they can compete pretty favorably with that as they roll out this update.
Oh, when's it going to roll out and how can people get the upgrade?
So there's a quick little widget online or on your Alexa device where you can just say, hey, I want to get the update, and that'll put you in the queue. It'll start arriving for early testers. They've said this is going to be sort of a testing phase next month. That'll be in March. It's going to come first to folks who have new devices with big screens. Eventually, it'll make its way to other new devices. There's a certain, you know, for real old Echoes, you might not get this automatically, but eventually it's going to be delivered over a software update if you pay $20 a month for it or are a Prime member.
Oh, $20 a month. You think people will take it?
Well, Amazon doesn't, and the way you can tell is, you know, Prime today costs less than $20 a month. You can get into that for $139 a year. So they're pretty clearly making a bet. Hey, listen, you know, would be Alexa user, you should probably just subscribe to Prime, and we'll package it in there.
This was a long-awaited upgrade. Why did it take so long?
So Amazon got caught a little bit off guard by how quickly generative AI, which is the whiz-bangery behind ChatGPT and all this stuff, how quickly that came to market. And so it took them a long time to redesign Alexa. Alexa was designed for Q&A based on pre-written responses, right? Very, very, you know, manual stuff using databases. Generative AI is a whole different ballgame. So it took them a whole lot of time to unplug the wires, so to speak, and plug it back in with AI.
Thank you so much for breaking it down for us. We've been joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day on our daily tech and business report.